KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory through Tuesday. Today, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 5 feet. And Tuesday, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 5 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy. Today, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. And Tuesday, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 2 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 3 feet with fog. Tonight, north winds 25 knots, seas 3 feet with fog. And Tuesday, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet with fog. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon. Today, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet with fog. Tonight, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet with fog. And Tuesday, west winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet with fog. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef. Today, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet with fog. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet with fog. And Tuesday, west winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet with fog. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain in the morning, areas of fog, highs in the upper 30s, northwest winds 10 to 25 miles per hour with gusts to 40. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain, areas of freezing fog, lows in the lower 30s, northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. And Tuesday, partly sunny, areas of freezing fog in the morning, highs around 40, northwest winds 15 miles an hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 3:59 a.m. at 8 feet 6 inches. A low at 10:42 a.m. a minus tide of 1 foot 2 inches. A high at 5:04 p.m. at 6 feet 8 inches. And a low tonight at 10:29 at 1 foot 8 inches. Your sun rose at 8:14 this morning, and your sun will set at 9:18, giving us 13 hours and 4 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Coming up on KUCB News, the city of Unalaska has a new plan for parks, cultural, and recreational infrastructure for the next decade. And regulators are imposing new conservation measures to address declines in Gulf of Alaska Chinook salmon. Stay tuned.
Local programming on KUCB is made possible by the Aleutian Housing Authority, providing affordable housing services in the Aleutian Pribilof Islands region and working hard to create employment, job training opportunities, and promote economic development. More information at ahaak.org.
Good afternoon and thanks for joining us. It's Monday, March 31st, 2025. Today is Seward's Day, recognizing the signing of the Alaska Purchase Treaty in 1867. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. I'm your host, Andy Lusk, with some local news from Unalaska. Unalaska has a new plan to guide the development of public parks, cultural and recreational infrastructure, and programs through at least 2035. The City Council unanimously approved the 121-page master plan earlier this month. The City of Unalaska's Department of Parks, Culture, and Recreation worked with a consulting firm for a year to gather community input for the plan. About 650 locals shared their thoughts through surveys, focus groups, and community events. Their top priorities include improving playgrounds, updating the aquatic center, and creating a new indoor multi-purpose facility. But all of that comes at a cost. City Planning Director Cameron Dean clarified that the master plan doesn't mean the individual PCR projects in it are automatic.
They would still go through the same vetting and prioritization that we do for any other PCR project. So there'd be discussion with council, discussion with the PCR advisory committee.
Councilmember Sherry Coleman says some of the projects may be too expensive, but applauds getting in-depth information from Unalaskans.
Listening to not just to the director, but to, you know, the voice of the people, that that's what they want.
The last PCR master plan was adopted in 2011. The new master plan is available online at unalaskapcr.com. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is imposing what it calls unprecedented conservation measures to address declines of Gulf of Alaska Chinook salmon. That species is currently under review for listing under the Federal Endangered Species Act. The department said in an announcement earlier this month that it will be restricting Western Alaska king salmon fisheries, including in Kodiak, Chignik, and Sandpoint. Matt Keyes is an area management biologist at Fish and Game's Sandpoint office. He says this is the first time the department has used data from one region to trigger management action in another.
And that is unprecedented from managing a fishery based on fish that are not found locally to the systems in the area in which we're harvesting fish.
Sandpoint, off the Alaska Peninsula, is in the middle of the management region known as Area M. And although it doesn't have its own king runs, fishermen intercept salmon that migrate through the region. In recent years, Area M's harvest levels have drawn criticism from stakeholders in Western Alaska who argue the fishery reduces local salmon returns. Keyes says genetic sampling shows much of the Chinook harvested in the South Peninsula fishery actually come from the Pacific Northwest. He added that the new management approach reflects a broader effort to distribute conservation burdens more evenly across the regions that encounter Gulf of Alaska Chinook. Recent Chinook-related closures have also taken place elsewhere in the state. Last year, the fleet in the federally managed Central Gulf pollock fishery, which is mostly based out of Kodiak, voluntarily ended its season when Chinook bycatch reached a specified threshold. Keyes says the department is looking at ways to try to boost Chinook stocks throughout the Gulf. Additional measures could affect other fisheries.
Everyone that's catching fish is going to bear a little bit of that burden, at least in the westward region.
The current planned restrictions apply only to purse seiners and are limited to July. But Keyes says the management plan could evolve based on in-season harvest numbers. Mariners around Kodiak and across coastal Alaska rely on weather data coming from marine buoys to stay safe out on the water. These buoys provide information about water currents, wave height, wind speed, and more. KMXT's Davis Hovey reports that amid shakeups in federal agencies, how that data reaches regular Alaskans could be changing.
Keith Cochran of the Bay Islander checks the marine weather forecast daily before he heads out to fish.
The forecasting has got so good and detailed and precise. I mean, it's a matter of like leaving the dock, you know, 2 hours later or 4 hours later, or slowing the boat down so I get out there at the opportune time.
Cochran, who fishes out of Kodiak and Oregon, is currently fishing for pollock. It's the ubiquitous whitefish's A season in the Gulf of Alaska and is the largest fishery in Kodiak by volume. Cochran scrolls through weather data on his smartphone or on his Time Zero navigation system on his boat. That data is mainly being collected from a network of 3-meter buoys all over Alaska and North America. There are 19 of these weather buoys in Alaska, plus 8 coastal stations on land that record weather data and ocean observations every 10 minutes, 24/7. That data is averaged together over the course of an hour and then transmitted to a satellite that federal agencies pay for. The wider network has roughly 100 weather buoys and 39 tsunami stations across the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, and international waters. The satellite relays the data to the National Data Buoy Center on Mississippi's Gulf Coast. Part of the center's roughly 30 federal employees and about 100 contractors work in shifts 24 hours a day, combing through the data to help forecast marine weather and monitor for tsunamis.
So we've been here almost 50 years, creating
a large number of weather buoys, and we've expanded with time. Certainly part of that expansion is with Alaska.
William Burnett directs the center. Some of the center's staff members have quit as part of the Trump administration's fork in the road offer, while others were fired amid sweeping cuts to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, according to reporting from the Columbian, a newspaper in Washington state. Burnett would not say how many, but he says the remaining staff will be able to maintain the nation's weather buoys and deliver marine data.
From the technicians, the engineers who are designing the buoys, the meteorologists, and oceanographers who are analyzing the data and quality controlling it. It's a 24/7 network, so they're always looking at the data.
After that, it's sent to the National Weather Service's global telecommunications system and distributed in real time through smartphone apps, web pages, and NOAA weather radio for anyone, including Cochrane, to access for free. The agency's data online gets 9 million hits a day, according to Burnett. Cochrane says he's starting to see more and more for-profit marine weather products with subscription models and fees. For example, he pays $10 a month in the summer for a service that helps him fish more efficiently.
When you get into sea surface temperature, chlorophyll, temperature at different areas in the water column, those things we would call premium weather options, or they do call them that, and they charge a lot more for them. Because those are the things that you use to try to go figure out where your fish is going to be or where they're moving or where they're migrating.
There's growing interest from private companies to sell their own marine weather products. Burnett with the National Data Buoy Center says it's not necessarily competitive. He sees opportunities to partner with private companies.
National Data Buoy Center and the National Weather Service operate what we consider to be that backbone foundational network that people can always rely upon to go get observations. But our collaboration with industry partners and the commercial sector will allow us to grow in areas where we may not be able to place observations, and they may be able to collect additional data for us.
But Rick Toman, a former forecaster who worked for the National Weather Service in Alaska for more than 30 years, is skeptical, especially about service to rural Alaska.
Operating in rural Alaska is extremely difficult logistically. And private companies, venture capitalist-funded companies, by definition, are in business to make money. And that's going to be a tough lift in rural Alaska. Could it be done? I guess we'll find out.
In the meantime, Burnett says the center will keep its network of weather buoys, each worth up to $250,000, maintained and operational. The maintenance window for the roughly 100 buoys across North America, including those in Alaska, begins in March and ends in November. Burnett says the center will repair as many buoys as possible in that time frame, and this spring they plan to repair buoys around Kodiak with help from the Coast Guard. Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Davis Havi.
We've got our monthly episode of Checkup from the Neck Up airing today right after newscast. This episode of the new Mental Health Radio program features guests Greg Walter and Robert Johnson. Walter is a nurse practitioner with Unalaska's main clinic, and Johnson is a visiting behavioral health clinician with the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association. Today they're discussing heart health, general self-care, and behavioral health challenges that might prevent men from seeking care that could save their lives. Here's a short clip from today's segment.
The number one thing that men can do to reduce their risk, or anybody, to reduce their risk of heart disease is cutting out tobacco. Any form of tobacco consumption, whether it's chewing or vaping or smoking, significantly increases the risk of heart disease and all kinds of other conditions, cancers. Everybody's familiar with this, but it's a really common substance to use, so I talk about it a lot because it really is very dangerous. And then lifestyle. So the simplest and most data-driven way to talk about lifestyle change is whole foods. The more we can eat things similar to the way they came out of the ground, the less processed they are, the lower your risk for heart disease is going to be if you're consuming those foods. Whereas on the opposite end of the spectrum, the more processed things are, the more shelf-stable and the more chemicals and things that we can't pronounce that are in them, the more problems they're going to create, including heart disease for sure.
That was a short clip of today's episode of Checkup from the Neck Up. The monthly mental health radio program is produced by KUCB in collaboration with Unalaskans Against Sexual Assault and Family Violence. Stay tuned after today's newscast for the full episode. In the meantime, here's a look at what's happening in Unalaska this week. No joke, KUCB is hosting an April Fool's party at the Norwegian Rat Saloon tomorrow evening starting at 5. Stop by for movies, music, comedy, and tacos. Unalaska classics like Crab Terror, Pollock Terror, Dutch Harbor 99692, and Flash Unalaska April Fool's segments will run from 5 to 7, followed by a variety show. The Unalaska City School District Career Fair is in the high school gym Wednesday afternoon from 1 to 3:15. To participate, reach out to Janae at 907-581-7705. For more information on these events and everything else coming up, check out your community calendar at kucb.org. That's the news from Unalaska. This is KUCB 89.7 FM. I'm your host, Andy Lusk. For more local coverage and community events, check out our website at kucb.org. Stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts. Take care of yourself and the people around you.
It's time now for your community window here on KSTP, starting with job openings. The QT Tribe of Sandpoint is hiring a grant writer, an executive director, and an environmental assistant. The Shimmigan Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a bartender. The Palof Harbor Tribe is hiring a tribal environmental coordinator. EATS is hiring a behavior health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They are also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for Falls Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. Today is March 31st, 2025. It is the last day to file your 2025 PFD. And happy birthday to Beverly Rosette. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumigan Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Shumigan Corporation. Serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint on the web at www.shumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumigan Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
I want you to want me. I'm
conversation go to his head and his wife's aggravation. You soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Got you with cocaine, found with your gun. No smooth face lawyer could get you undone. Say love ain't the same on the south side of town. You could look, but you ain't gonna find it around. That's the same. We'll be right back.
Just don't know what's in my heart and why I love you so. I love you, baby, like a mine of love gold. Come on, sugar, let the good time roll. Hey. Make believe they'll keep a lot of dirt up their sleeve. But my love, baby, isn't the kind that fools. Come on, baby, let the good times roll. Hey. If it's understood, it's even nicer when you're feeling good. You got me flipping like a flag on a pole. Come on, sugar, let the good time roll. Hey! Oh, let the good time roll. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in Sandpoint to 830 AM KSDP, 91.9 FM KAEB in Sandpoint, also K201DA in King Cove, Alaska.
Thank you. wasting my time. Once again, ooh, just begging you, please, darling, think twice about me, 'cause I'm not so bad.
To you and please, please, please you, baby. You see where I'm coming from?